Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in the studio today is Mr. Phil Coteau. He's one of our talk radio hosts. You'll hear him doing insurance claim radio from 8:30 to 9 every Sunday morning here on KRDO, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We also podcast Business Connection at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcast so you can go back and listen to any edition of insurance claim radio that we have in the library. And believe me, there are quite a few, and Phil is a man who is an encyclopedia of this stuff. And Phil, last time we were together, I think of you as a champion, not just an advocate, but you are on the side of the insured. That's how you live your life. That's what you've dedicated your life to. You've got, 30 years in your background as an insurance adjuster, but you found yourself in the roofing space.
Yeah, so I started out roofing when I was 13. I'm now 48. And I started my first crack with insurance adjusting was, I think, 1996. So I've been doing it a really long time.
Which is interesting to me, because one of the things you shared with us last time was that you can go become a private adjuster.
Yes.
After 4 or 5 days of study.
Yeah.
That does not give you 30 years of background. That's one of the things we want you to be careful about. One of the things you talk about on Insurance Claim Radio. And one of the things we're going to talk about here, we're talking about commercial roofs today. You've got some roofs going right here in Colorado Springs, big projects right now. And you've had the wrestling matches with their insurance companies.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you win.
We would, because we know what we're doing. One of the things really important for people out there is the red flags. When your insurance company says, oh, we're going to go back. And if your insurance adjuster's at your roof, he should know with his experience if it's damaged or not. The only reason he shouldn't know is if it's hidden damage. So if you had like 2-inch hail or golf ball hail and he says there's no damage, that's when you definitely want to get your proper team together, because there's a lot of forensic stuff. And a lot of public adjusters don't understand the forensic stuff. And a lot of adjusters, they just think that it's only damaged if you can see it. But when a statute of limitations rolls on a commercial roof in 2 years, and you haven't found that damage, and your roof starts springing leak with freeze, thaw, cycles, the sun, UVB, and you're out $1 million or $2 million, it's quite costly. You cannot go back. And there's also a few cases that have come down, like Sunflower, which deal with a multiple of errors made by the commercial clients, PAs, and appraisers, such as untimely reporting. They just had one that clawed back approximately $3 million, and one of the bases to claw that back is the condo association. I think it was 8 months or a year didn't report it, which a lot of times people don't realize, but they said that the condo president had their car there, it was damaged, other people had cars damaged, it was pretty big hail. They should have known it was damaged and reported it. Usually, it doesn't go that way. Usually there's no prejudice really to the insurance company, but the courts rule different ways, as I think the audience knows out there. So it's really important now, because you don't want to be the one where one judge takes it another way and rules against you. That condo association's out $3 million.
Yeah,
they got to pay out of pocket.
Sunflower is a case that happened here recently.
Yes.
In the state. They are a condominium. Townhomes, right?
Yes.
And it is the association who then was responsible for the under or late reporting.
The duties of the insured is to report it in a timely manner.
Yeah, and that's a thing that we don't get to talk about in the roofing space very often, are what the duties of the insured are. And there is a culture that you've explained in the past that has changed with insurance companies, where at one time they were more personable, more friendly. It was more face-to-face,
yes,
more honest. You've used the word honest, and you are contrasting that these days, and you attribute that to virtual anonymity of everything being done online. So you are now, as insured, a number, as you say, a name and a computer. There's no personal connection. There's no incentive in that sense, no relational incentive on the part of the insurance company to do right by you.
When there isn't a relationship and you don't, I've never met that person, and everyone's hiding behind computers and statistics, I don't even necessarily blame it all as an individual's fault or people's fault. It's just how it goes. It's less personable. And so therefore, a lot of people are in compartments now. These companies have become huge, and they just do what they're told, or what they're told is right. Never questioning if it's right or wrong. And so a lot of people aren't getting paid fairly on their claims, and it's happening more and more.
And in the commercial space, it's very obvious to say, but most of those roofs are huge. and the expense if you do not report properly, if you don't follow through with your duties under the terms of the policy. And then you could find yourself in trouble, because with insurance, they are trying to protect their bottom line. You know, an employed adjuster.
It's
coming from the insurance.
It does. That's a good point. It comes down bottom line. Most of these companies, except for a few that are co-op types or shareholder types, most are for profit, right? And CEOs get profits. There's reasons they do share structures into these companies, because it keeps the bottom lines tighter. And what I want the consumer to realize is you paid a fee for a contract to be indemnified or made whole. Some of the things I want the consumer to watch out for, and they don't realize, is they're selling a little bit less products and the consumer is getting shortchanged. So it's really important to have good ordinance and law coverage. That's for code upgrade. I'll give you an example. You can't put shingles and certain roofing on plywood decks or boards anymore that have an eighth or quarter inch space, depending on the manufacturer. And if you're not carrying your law and ordinance insurance, which is a small extra percentage of the premium, you're taking a small discount, and you have one of those type of roofs, there's boards or the plywood spaced out, you could be paying hundreds of thousands of dollars out of your pocket not knowing, because it'll be capped at a lesser limit. Another one is the cosmetic roof exclusion. We've been super successful. We just won a church in Colorado Springs, took it from zero to north of $1.5 million, where they said there was no coverage. And we looked at the exclusion and challenged the way the exclusion was written. So often the insurance company doesn't want to set precedent, or they didn't write the exclusion properly and gave you a little discount. So really, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. You want to have the right experts. I can't stress to people how important experience is in this industry, because we were talking on a previous show. You can go get, people don't know this, but a regular insurance adjuster doesn't have to be licensed in Colorado. A public adjuster has to be licensed. It's about a three-hour exam. Most people can pass it in 2 to 4 days studying. But that really does it nowhere near equip you for this business. So we have got a lot of roofers. I was a roofer that became insurance public adjusters. The difference between me and most guys is that I ran a catastrophe company. I had up to 18 adjusters anytime below me. I handled large loss, was a large loss adjuster, was a team lead, Citizens, Florida, Zurich, a bunch of good insurance companies, most part, and you learn a lot of the inside workings. And I did that for several decades. And it's really a big deal to have all sides. And I also grew up roofing since I was 13. And so we have our own $300,000 forensic lab. So, and you know what? I'm 48 and I do all these seminars, and it's unbelievable. We keep learning, and we learn about hidden damages. Hidden damages are the biggest missed things by insurance adjusters and roofing contractors and public adjusters. You know, there's infrared to use, water moisture. There's so many things you can do to potentially win your roofing claim where they legitimately owe for. So we don't want to take on claims they don't legitimately owe for. And that's one thing you'll get from us is an honest opinion. We'll tell you, okay, no, the insurance company was pretty good, $4,000. Maybe they're a little low on this. And people don't understand that. A lot of times, they're really low. Or they're paying you a repair. That's a red flag. They're repairing your roof. That's when you get a second opinion.
All right, Phil. So we've got about 2 minutes left. And
that's because I talk so long.
No. I want you to talk more.
Okay.
So what I want to do next is in the next couple minutes, have you walk through the steps. Because we're in hail season. Yep. And commercial roofs are big. They're expensive. Business owners, property owners, landlords, there's a commercial roof in your portfolio someplace and you're going to get nailed.
Yes.
It's not a matter of if, it is when. It could be this year, it could be 5 years, but it's still going to happen. So, Phil, what is the obligation generally on the part of the property owner? And then when do you bring the insurance company in? And what do you do between the time the incident happens and the time you meet with the insurance company for the first time?
Yeah. First thing, you want to report your call fairly as soon as you know it, within a few days. When it comes to commercial claims, there's several paths you can take. You might want to hire a public adjuster. They generally charge 10 to 15% of the claim. And you can't take that out of the claim and shortchange your contractor. That would be insurance fraud. They could claw back all the money. So you're paying that out of pocket. But often, there's a study out there in Florida. They did it on water claims where having a public adjuster, on average, and it was done by the Government Accountability Office in Florida. It's 2006 or 7, and it increased the claims over 700% in the government study, which is shocking. That is a lot. So when you got a big claim, you want to document your communications, take pictures, document damage, talk to your maintenance guy, make sure you know really what's going on.
Perfect. And Insurance Claim Radio with Philco 2, presented by Rooftop Restoration, Inc., airs 8:30 Sunday mornings right here on KRDO. Phil, thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Ted. I appreciate
it, again.
Too.
All right. That's it for this edition of KRDO Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson. KRDO Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio and airs Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and catch us by podcast 24/7 on demand, totally free, KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcast.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.